You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football, Fuentes.
You almost said Stu Gotts.
He
God
did.
Bless football,
he
Stu Gotts.
I he almost did, but he I did. Caught myself.
Right. I heard the S, myself. Though. I did. It was like Fuentes.
Fuentes.
I don't know if you noticed this or not. Like if you're watching, if you're listening, you didn't. But if you're watching on the DraftKings Network or YouTube, Mike Fuentes bought himself a camera.
I did not buy myself this camera.
He can now show himself.
I did not buy myself this camera. Robert, our very nice engineer, he came up to me one day. He said, guys, I got something for you. We're going to get you a camera for the desk. And I'm pretty sure it's because Carl or somebody else wants to do something here.
Right.
And now we have a camera. I was fine with the iPhone.
So you're saying you didn't prod the engineer to get you a microphone. This just it just happened to be there one day.
No, the microphone was always here. The camera was not.
There's now a camera on him.
Yeah. All right, so you're saying you had nothing to do with said camera. You're saying it just appeared there one day.
I'm saying I'm
You never said a word about it.
I never said a word. I'm an overachiever. I would set up my own iPhone camera here on my left, and then I would splice in the post-production process myself. So the fans could have something. And then now they got a camera for me.
Respect. Yeah. Respect. Okay, respect.
We're trying to eat out.
You got yourself a camera. Good for you.
Did not get myself a camera.
Just admit it. It's okay.
I did not. I will not admit it.
You were tired of not being on camera. You wanted your own camera.
I had my own camera. Then they got me this camera.
Spent more time in the makeup chair than anyone.
Yeah, shout out to Robert for the camera.
the Bears are winning the offseason, huh?
They're doing a lot. Doing a lot.
They are.
Poor Justin Fields isn't going to be there for any of it. But
no, I mean, DJ Moore's there. Keenan Allen's there. They got DeAndre Swift, and Justin Fields won't be around to see it. I was thinking about this last night when the Keenan Allen deal went down because Chris Sims said, build a bleeping team around Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Build him a team. He's good enough. Build him a team. Well, they built him a team, but they built it for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it's not for
him. Yeah. What's going on? Like, what do you think's going on with Justin Fields? Like, I thought the trade market would be bigger for him.
I think that there's a lot of unknowns around Justin Fields, how good he actually is, and at some point you're going to have to pay him. So if you have cheaper options out there that you could sign for less deal or less years and less money, that's the way teams seem to be going in regards to Justin Fields.
It's interesting because the Vikings seem to be a team that, well, they don't have a quarterback. They have Sam Darnold. Yeah. And if you have Sam Darnold, you don't have a quarterback. So that would seem like a logical place, although the Bears would then have to trade him inside their own division. Like, I don't know. It's crazy what's going on. You can't have Fields and Caleb Williams on the same team. That much we know. So Fields has to go.
What does that say about Fields if they're willing to trade him in the division? Yeah, we'll play you twice a year. Here, go.
Well, I mean, at this point, I think the Bears have to try to get anything for Justin Fields, right? And it's kind of crazy that it seems like you could maybe get Justin Fields for a late round pick. Like if you could get Justin Fields for like a fifth or sixth rounder.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you roll the dice on that?
Only because of some of the things you said and some of the things Mikey said. What you said is eventually you're going to have to pay the guy, but this year you don't, right? But eventually you're going to have to pay him. And then, you know, you bring Justin Fields in, you're a team that has a quarterback and most of them do, you're creating a controversy. So I only think there's a handful of teams that can kind of handle that, right? Because the second your quarterback isn't good, they're going to be chanting for Justin Fields.
Well, the thing is you're not going to have Caleb Williams available next year where you have the first pick. So you kind of have to do this now, even though, like you said, you don't have to pay him right now. But I think it goes back to what Billy said. Like, you're not going to have that day of get a guy, put him on the bench for 4 years, because in 4 years, he's almost up for a new contract. So you can't really do like the Aaron Rodgers stash thing that the Packers did. You kind of have to make your choice now.
It is interesting, man. There are times where Justin Fields looks like he could be the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
I have not seen those times.
Oh, no, I've seen him. I've had him on my fantasy team.
So he's made some throws. Yeah.
He's made some throws. He's run for like 180 yards.
Some throws in some rounds, yeah.
He has.
He's not made you believe he could be the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Perhaps I got carried away. But it looks like he could be a great quarterback, okay? And there are times where he looks like the worst quarterback in the NFL. And so I just don't know what to do with him. I don't know. I guess if you're the Vikings, you have Sam Darnold at $10 million. It's pointless to bring. And you're probably going to draft a quarterback, I would think. It's pointless to bring in Justin Fields.
The news today is the Vikings have traded for a second first-round pick, which most people seem to think is just a precursor to them moving up with both first-round picks to get a quarterback.
Interesting. But the top three need a quarterback, right?
The top three need a quarterback, but this is supposed to be...
Well, Bears have two of the top three, so the Bears have two of the top three, correct?
No, they have not two of the top three. They have 1 and 9, I think.
Oh, they have 1 and 9. Okay.
Stugatz, you mentioned quarterback controversies. Do we have one brewing in Seattle? Sam Howell was traded there.
Oh, wow. The Green Lizard.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's Taylor Heinicke.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. They get confused. They both stink.
They're the same person.
Yeah, you know. Guy here, guy there.
Heinicke, Howell, both, Heinicke.
Both played in Washington. You're close enough.
Yeah.
So it's Sam Howell and Geno Smith now out in Seattle. Is Seattle going to draft a quarterback? Is Seattle in play for Justin Fields? Wow, this is exciting.
I don't think they would.
I would love that. I would love they trade for Justin Fields. It's a three-way comp between Geno, Sam Howell, and Justin Fields. I would love that.
That'd be horrible mismanagement.
I would love to talk to Mina about that. Like, get Mina's take on that. I would love it.
What do you mean? You take as many quarterbacks as you can, and you hope one sticks.
It's a numbers game.
Yes.
No. The numbers game would be how much you're paying all of them. That's insane.
Well, Justin Fields is on the cheap. Geno Smith restructured his contract. And Sam Howell cannot be...
How much is Sam Howell possibly getting paid?
He's on a rookie contract.
Yeah, how much is he possibly getting paid?
You would have Fields and Howell on a rookie contract and Geno Smith with a restructured contract for less. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
It's like the ultimate bargain bin. I love it.
You know, there's times...
The IKEA of quarterbacks.
Here's the thing. There's times that I think, and I don't know why, but there's times that I think... You know, there's probably someone watching this show that's trying to, like, learn something about football.
Well, you're not going to learn it here, sir.
And I feel
you're in the
like
wrong place.
We maybe owe them some sense of reality.
Right.
But it seems like no.
That's what Golic and Sims are for.
I guess.
We call them for that.
We just dabble in the hypothetical. I mean, why not? It's fun. How about the Jets and
the stupid
Fields?
Questions.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Speaking of which, I have a stupid question for you guys because this made me almost throw up this morning. Okay. Who has a better offense next year, the Falcons or the Bears?
Wow. Caleb's the quarterback?
Yeah,
I would say Falcons.
There's more proven weapons on the Bears now. Like, I trust Keenan Allen. I trust DJ Moore. I trust DeAndre Swift. I don't know much about Drake London and Kyle Pitts because they've never had a quarterback to.
They got Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do because they've only had Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke. And yeah,
Caleb Williams is coming in with enough pieces that if he doesn't have a good first year, you wonder, right?
Yeah, he has DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Like, for the first overall pick in the draft to have those two guys as weapons and DeAndre Swift, yes. If he doesn't succeed in his first year, people will start asking questions.
He also has two good tight ends. Gerald Everett's a good catching tight end, Cole Kmet's a good tight end.
And they have a good defense.
And a good line.
Right.
A good offensive line.
He's going to come in with heavy expectations. You're right, Billy. Yes.
Super Bowl or bust? Is that what we're thinking?
Not Super Bowl or bust, but they are clearly building a team because they know they don't have to pay their quarterback for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know? How many quarterbacks, Mikey, do you think I can go through in the AFC before I get to an NFC quarterback that's good enough to be on the list? Does that make sense to you?
Probably. Yeah, you're probably in the eight range.
I think
probably.
He wants to start naming quarterbacks.
I do because I find
I think he does too, and that's what you come to this show for.
Yeah,
to learn something. The disparity in quarterbacks in the AFC and the NFC. It's ridiculous. It is. I'll start naming them, Billy. I will. Tua, Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson.
Did you really start
we
with two?
Started and really
I'm just going through the AFC East. I'm just going top to bottom.
With a borderline.
Fine. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, okay, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
All right. CJ Stroud. Can Lamar I start going Jackson. To some of the worst ones? Lamar Jackson, probably the best one. Russell Wilson.
Aaron Rodgers.
You would not take Russell Wilson before Jalen Hurts. I don't think that you would take...
At $1.2 million.
I don't think... Okay.
Justin Herbert. So you're saying Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC. I would say it's probably Jared Goff or Jordan Love. Maybe Purdy.
I don't think I'd pick Jared Goff for anybody.
I don't know about
Jordan
that.
Love might be really, really good. I mean,
He might be. These guys are already really, really good.
But you're right. We're like in the they might be where everybody else.
But I don't understand the game that you're playing. You're playing talent. You're playing the value because of their contract.
I'm just saying
because you said last year Jalen Hurts was the best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, he was.
So then you wouldn't take any AFC quarterback over him if you think
he's that was then. This is now. Jalen Hurts with a haircut and all that. He looks like a different guy. I'm not convinced he's going to be a good quarterback moving forward.
All right.
Yeah. Why are you bringing up old stuff,
Bill? I'm just bringing up the disparity in conferences and how lopsided it is to the AFC as opposed to the NFC. That's all I'm doing. And why, to bring it full circle, Caleb Williams and the Bears have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl this year. How about that? In fact, I'm going to say it. The Bears are going to the Super Bowl this year.
Wow. First to say it.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
We're saying that Atlanta's having a good offseason. The Bears are having a good offseason. Yeah. We're a Jets-Dolphins podcast.
Are we?
Who's having the better offseason? Or Jets and Dolphins, I'd say.
We're not a Jets-Dolphins podcast, no, but we tend to talk a lot about the Jets and the Dolphins.
We're fans. They're our team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's having the better offseason of the two?
You look great in that new camera.
Really?
Yeah. Who's having the better
offseason? He said he didn't get himself the camera, but he actually brought us in. Like, first thing we saw.
I just wanted to ask a question. Like, it's a Jets-Dolphins.
Very handsy.
I'll be in the back.
It's like, I got
don't
this.
Don't you go nowhere.
You guys sit back. I'm going to steer this ship.
And that's the question we get.
Yeah. We had a better offseason just for the Dolphins.
I would say the Dolphins, simply because their quarterback did not announce he's running for vice president.
Well, he hasn't announced that he's running
did
for
ours.
Vice president. Yeah, he's just a finalist.
Neither did ours yet. Right?
He's a finalist, yes. He would be one of the choices of RFK Jr.
Yeah. He's the fifth guy's finalist.
But you have to accept, still.
You do have to accept.
Yeah.
Do you think he would not accept?
I think he wouldn't, right? Because he came out and he said, hey, guys, football only from here on out. So he wouldn't be the type of person that would say one thing and do another.
No, not Aaron.
I'm not taking a shot at him.
I'm just the Jets,
what are you doing there?
I'm just saying I don't think that he would do that. Right. He'd be crazy to run for vice president. Now.
How much work does a vice president do?
Isn't he a little crazy?
The vice president seems like a backup quarterback.
Yeah, like on the campaign trail.
Yeah. Hold a clipboard, say a couple of easy things, you know?
You come in when the other guy's in Iowa or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It really only, would come into play.
Heartbeat away. I mean.
Should they actually make it till November, right? Because if you do like summer primaries, but he's coming off of an injury, so it's kind of important for him to get some reps in.
You think?
When is he going to be medically cleared? Because he could do this over the summer.
Last December.
Well, but that didn't happen. So if he's not medically cleared,
right?
What's the harm, I guess, in him going on the campaign trail? Now, we should also address the story that came out about him and the CNN report that came out with Sandy Hook, and then he released a statement saying, essentially, that he acknowledges that happened. So why can't he just stay out of the news?
He was on a conspiracy podcast. talking about conspiracies, right?
No, I think he just grabbed someone at like a golf tournament or a horse race or something, and he just started having this conversation, and the person CNN reporter.
Yeah, oh, I don't know the exact seats, but like apparently it came out that he shared some conspiracy theories in a private chat, and someone, I don't know, but not great.
A decade ago.
Yeah.
So what do we do with that?
Well, you know, it happened.
Hollywood Brown, huh? To the Chiefs.
I'm just now checking out the story. That is a nice little weapon for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. That's what will start happening to that team is Patrick Mahomes. They'll get Hollywood Brown. He'll have a game like four games in, two touchdowns, 170 yards, four catches. And you'll be like, how'd the Chiefs get Hollywood Brown?
And then you'll run to your waiver wire. You'll pick him up. He'll give you nothing the rest of the year. He'll give you nothing.
He's Marquez Valdez.
Exactly. Three balls for 60 yards or something like that every other game.
Somebody drafts him really high and then drops him when he does nothing until week five. And then he has that game. And then everybody runs back to the waiver wire.
And then they're disappointed the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing the story now, Billy.
Well,
Rogers, CNN.
It happened at a post-Kentucky Derby party. And then he heard the person was a reporter for CNN and then went over and started sharing his thoughts in 2013.
So he's there, he's having some mint juleps, he's taken in the Derby, he sees someone that he recognizes from CNN and goes over and shares ridiculous conspiracies?
It would appear that way.
And now he's apologizing.
Yes,
for them, right.
The Kentucky Derby seems like a dangerous place for football players.
Did he apologize or did he say it didn't happen?
He clarified. I'm reading it on the fly, is that he clarified his statements and his thoughts on what happened at Sandy Hook, which was the most awful thing to happen. And the fact that people think that's some sort of conspiracy is absurd. So, anyway, how do we move away from that?
Well, I was saying that the Kentucky Derby is a dangerous place for football players. I remember that picture.
Wes Welker.
Yeah. He said he was like,
handing out gummies.
Yeah. He was like super high and just gambling thousands of dollars in a pink jacket and like Brady and Gronk just hanging out there.
Yeah.
Dangerous place for football players.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to run for vice president.
He should run. He should hold the clipboard for Favre for vice president.
Favre should not be vice president either.
Favre would be president. He'd have to sit behind Favre again.
Oh, good. That's a ticket of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers potentially running.
That's the ticket you have, Favre and Rodgers.
All right.
We'll win big in Wisconsin.
I just want to see him have to hold the
I'm not even certain they'd win in Wisconsin.
They're probably not.
They're hated in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Brett Favre also not free of controversy. The most controversial ticket in Green Bay Packer history.
It's the two greatest quarterbacks in franchise history, and they are hated in Wisconsin. And Aaron is working on being hated in New York. I mean, Jesus.
I was thinking, like, I know it's a crazy thing, but you think the Jets could possibly just, if this stuff gets worse, just be like, you know what, we're done with this, and they just give them the axe?
No way, right? And they're all in.
Deal with, like, Tyrod Taylor is going to be the plan? I don't. They're too deep in Aaron Rodgers. Robert Saleh will be fired if this season doesn't go well for the Jets.
Well, if this doesn't work out, Robert Saleh will be fired. Joe Douglas, the GM, will be fired. I'm certain Woody Johnson has regret. You know, right now, forget about what happens this season. Has regret about what they're doing with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm certain the Green Bay Packers are sitting back going, you know, Gutekis and Mark Murphy and the people who run that organization, and they are sitting back and they are laughing in private, laughing at the New York Jets because they knew that they had Jordan Love to replace Aaron Rodgers. I mean,
you are 100% right that Saleh will be fired, but think about, like, he had Zach Wilson, then he had Trevor Siemian, and then he's going to have Tyrod Taylor, and he would never have gotten a real shot with anybody who can play the quarterback position.
Yeah, four snaps.
That's his fault, though, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not his fault. That's Joe Douglas's fault.
Well, it's also bad luck.
Yeah.
No, but Mike, I mean,
That's the New York Jets.
I know, but develop Zach Wilson. Like, that's the coach's, that's his job, develop him.
You can only develop somebody so much.
Right.
You know? I mean, like, that's just, he's not good.
I feel like if Zach Wilson was on the Packers, he'd be great.
Really?
I don't know what I'm doing. Well, yeah, because the last three decades of quarterback have been ridiculous for them.
I feel like that team would be okay if they got Tyrod Taylor 3 years ago.
Super Bowl.
How do you guys feel about Morgan Moses signing with the Jets?
I don't even know who that is.
Right tackle.
So you don't feel anything?
I do not know who that is. Call yourself a Jet fan.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, wait. My Jet bona fides only relies on whether I know who their right tackle is. I'm tired of right tackles.
He's there to protect Aaron so that Aaron comes back and you have a successful season.
Murphy's running for vice president. Right. Bakhtiari is definitely coming here. I mean, there's no doubt. To the Jets. He is. He was released by the Packers. Yeah, Aaron's going to make him go get it.
You got to complete the set of Aaron Rodgers' old friends.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mercedes Lewis still hanging around somewhere.
He's going to play till he's 60.
Who, Mercedes?
Yeah. He can give you a block and like five touchdowns. Five catches for five touchdowns.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
I was thinking about with Aaron Rodgers, just quarterbacks who have a, just on name alone, have a great presidential name.
Oh, boy.
A great presidential name. J.J. McCarthy. It's pretty good.
Mitchell Trubisky.
President Trubisky.
President Minshew.
He could be like a Secretary of State, I guess.
Donovan McNabb.
That's a great one.
President McNabb.
That's a great one.
It's a great name.
Basically, you're just going with anything with a Mick in it, right? McNabb.
Anthony Richardson.
Ooh, Anthony Richardson could be one.
Winston.
President Winston.
President Winston. Winston has a good ring to it.
Joe Burrow's a good name. President Burrow.
Mason Rudolph.
Ooh.
Oh, good
one. Y.A. Tittle.
Sam Darnold is not, especially if it's Samuel Darnold, isn't a terrible.
President Darnold? President Sam Darnold?
Did you say Russell Wilson already?
No, but that's a good one. Blake Bortles.
No, Blake Bortles.
President Bortles?
He'd never make it off the ticket. No.
How about President Chris Sims?
President Purdy.
President Purdy, no.
I don't like Purdy. Sims, yeah. You like Sims?
President Mayfield could work out.
Ooh.
Dak Prescott. President Prescott.
I could see Dak on a bumper sticker.
That's right. The Dak attack in the White House. Yeah.
No, Dak attack makes it less serious.
It makes it less serious.
Tyrod Taylor.
President Taylor.
Yeah. President Tagovailoa. Yeah. I like that. It's got a ring to it.
That's a mouthful. I wouldn't vote on him just based on the last name. Even if he was running on all my platforms, I wouldn't vote for him because I can't pronounce
that's the last name.
Not a
Big
not,
T.
Not a quarterback, but Dan Campbell, President Campbell, signed an extension.
He's
going to be there.
I know.
A couple more years. Four more years.
Four more years.
He deserves it. That was the best story in the NFL last year, man. Him and Goff.
By the way, I feel like eventually we will have a President Manning. One of the Mannings.
Ooh, President Manning.
Win, right?
Yeah, just not going to be Coop.
I hope it's Coop. I really do.
Finally.
That's the only way he can outdo his brothers.
I saw Cooper Manning.
It still might not work.
Yeah. No, it won't.
I saw Cooper Manning at opening night in 2020 when it was down here. He was running around like the field interviewing people, doing stuff. I think he was working for Fox at the time. And I thought he was Pauly Shore. I was like, why is Pauly Shore here running around interviewing people for the Super Bowl? It was the strangest thing.
Poor Coop.
Yeah. But he's got Arch, right?
He does.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's Arch. Arch Manning.
Arch, wow.
That's a congressman name.
Arch is going to run for president when the Jets get him when he's 41 years old.
That's a second senator from Indiana right there.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we have Mike Golic coming up.
He'd be a great president.
President Mike Golic.
I think he's too passive at this point. You know what I mean? He's just like, eh.
He's tired.
Yeah.
Let's talk to him.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mike Golic is with us now, but Stu Gatz is not with us now.
No.
I mean, are we shocked when he has to set up his own equipment? I mean, we're in the brave new world. I always have people that tell me what to do and I can figure it out. Stu just is, I thought he would be able to figure it out. I thought he was better than this, but obviously I have to reassess my thought process of him.
The part that kind of confuses me about this, and I feel like Mikey might feel the same way, is he's in the same spot every single week. So you shouldn't really have to do too much adjusting. Just
don't touch anything, right?
Exactly right.
Plug, unplug, plug, unplug, and it should be plug and play.
It seems to me like it would be much more likely for him not to show up when he said he would than to show up on time, but nothing works.
It's true.
I mean, I feel like he's there. Just I don't know. Anyways, free agency, huh? A little bit of a busy week.
So here's the best thing I've seen out of free agency right now. Okay.
Stu's mic is working.
That sounds like a good mic.
Wow. Leave it to him.
He can't hear us though.
Leave it to him to not be involved in the segment yet still screw up the segment.
Yeah.
That is true. Right. All right. So the most amazing thing to me about free agency right now has nothing to do with anything.
Now
he can hear
you. Now his mic's working, but his mic is working. He's cursing.
I know, but I can't hear them, dude.
Can you mute your mic?
Yes, but we can hear you.
You should be able to hear everybody. Wow. You just got to, if the headphones are working, I mean, you should be able to hear everyone.
Okay. This is like the Cowboys offseason. Okay. Just a trailer.
Yeah, how about it, huh?
See, bring it around.
Stu.
Yep.
Hey, there you are.
Hey.
I mean, you guys could have started. It would have been fun.
We did start. And then you're interrupted
you
us
the whole time.
Sorry.
We
God bless football.
Yeah, we were in a great groove, and then you screwed it up.
I mean, Jesus, it's like, you know, everyone, Mike, you know when you're trying to get help with something and the rest of the family's just sitting around and they're laughing at you when they're, you know, they're not paying attention to you.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
So my question to you, Stu, aren't you doing this in the same spot every week?
Yes.
And
new computer though, Mike.
Oh, see, yeah. I'm afraid to get a new phone. Let alone a new computer, new iPad. I will wear something out because I do not want a new anything because something gets screwed up. So you know what? I'm with you right now. We're talking about free agency. And I was going to tell you the craziest thing about free agency to me right now is the tweet I read per league source. NFL is looking into potential tampering by the Eagles and the Falcons related to free agent signing Saquon Barkley and Kirk Cousins. How the hell do we do that? We call something legalized tampering, yet we're going to nail a team for tampering. Who gives a damn? Who cares when you start to talk? All these deals, we know as soon as legal tampering is allowed, we hear deal, who signed where, and for how much. Do we think that magically happened in a minute? They've been doing this illegally all along. Who cares?
If you're McCole Hardman, you do it in season. I mean, that's what he did.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, it's the legal tampering days is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. One of the dumbest. Okay, I got that off my chest. I feel better.
All right. With all that said, Mike, it is pretty amazing that the Super Bowl was played about a month ago and a month later. March Madness is upon us. We have all these things going on in sports. Opening day is coming up, the NBA playoffs. And yet we are all focused on where Kirk Cousins is going to play quarterback next season.
You know, and to me, that was obviously the big thing because it's a quarterback. But I have applauded Kirk Cousins for being the greatest business football player of all time. This man has made $311 million, played in four playoff games, and won one. And I'm not knocking him. I am saying this. I stand and applaud he and his agent for what they have done and the money they have made. Is he going to make the Falcons better? Yes. They have weapons there, so I'm looking forward to that. But I want to give the man his due for his business acumen of how he's played the game and how he schooled the game for somebody who is a good quarterback, at times really good, at times not, and has, I think the only one who has made more money of the active quarterbacks is Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, kudos to him for that. So, to me, that was That was a cool thing. So if we want to, we always start with quarterbacks. That was the biggest thing. Yes.
He is in such a sweet spot of being not good enough for you to re-sign, but good enough that he's better than what you probably already had, that he's just maximized it so much to the tune of probably he's got like Tom Brady money.
But it is amazing. And then I loved, Cam Newton's comments about, they could have got me for a lot less. And listen, I love Cam in the media, because he's so big, he's so good looking, and he can wear whatever he wants, and he does at times. And you can't argue with anything he does because he looks good in it. Right. But he did say, his agent, what he's doing, it has been incredible. But if we look at free agency as a whole first for me, the position that blew my mind was running back. The running back musical chairs has been incredible. And again, not for huge money. Guys are getting in the 20s of guaranteed money, which is good. Sometimes 3 years of basically, or maybe in the 30s of guaranteed money. But their average annual salary is not really much more than what would have been the franchise tag. They're just getting a few of those years guaranteed now. So I love the Saquon Barkley move to Philadelphia. I think he helps there a lot. And what Derrick Henry can do, as we know, that 30-year-old drop-off-the-clip running back, this guy could be a monster in Baltimore. Do you guys know Baltimore's always near the top in rushing every year? They were number one last year. In Lamar Jackson years there's only been one running back that's gained over 1,000 yards, and that was Mark Ingram in 2019. So he does a lot of the rushing, but Derrick Henry could be that next guy. I mean, between he and Mitchell, the fast back that they have using a 1-2 punch there, I love that move too.
Yeah, Mitchell coming off a bad injury, Mike. And you mentioned they led the league in rushing a year ago. But the point I think you're trying to make is Lamar won't have to be the guy that's running the ball all the time.
Yes.
Right.
That's exactly right. I mean, this guy's 30, but Derrick Henry, listen, I will always only talk great about him because I never want him mad at me because he's a scary young man. I mean, it's just unbelievable, of what the shape he's in and what he's been able to do. I'd love to see a running back kind of break the 30-something rut that the running backs have gotten in. They're already, undervalued. And then when you hit 30, your career is basically over. So it was nice to see some running backs get some, few-year deals in there and some guaranteed money. And I look forward to what Derrick Henry can do.
Check him out, Gojo and Golic, every day, 8 to 10 a.m. on the DraftKings Network. I have a great package, Mikey A. and Billy, that Mike Golic sent me, and I'll get to it.
Ooh.
Billy, you're going to love this. You are going to love this, okay?
I think I know what it is, and I'm jealous, because if it's the same one Jess got and put on social media, I think I know what this is.
Yes, so I will get to that in just a second. But, Billy, I'm not asking you to piss you off. I'm not asking Golic this question to upset you. I just want to get his response. Mike, Russell Wilson at $1.2 million or Tua at $55 to $60 million? Who you got?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Sorry,
Dylan. I mean, listen, Tua's got the longevity. We know that. I mean, But Russell, I mean, that's bargain basement price for, and I know there are those that don't think he can turn that team around. And I don't know if he can turn the team around, but I think he could still be pretty good there for an offense. Really, it's always been an offense that loves to live off the run with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, and which will help, the quarterback, in this case, Russell Wilson, because if he doesn't beat out Kenny Pickett, what are we doing? So I do like that. And for the price tag, the fiscal responsibility there, because Miami has had to get rid of everybody. You draft a guy like Christian Wilkins, then he plays great to keep guys like that. That's why the thought of Justin Jefferson leaving Minnesota was always a joke to me. You don't get a guy, have him be that great, and then say, we don't want you anymore. So Miami just ditching players left and right because they have to pay Tua. So from a fiscal standpoint, it's not a great situation, but Tua's got so many more years than Russell.
All right, we know you have to run here, but I got this great package. Billy, is this similar to what Jess got right here?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the inside of her package, but I think that's what I think it is.
It is. It's from Sugarlands Distilling Company. We all know Mike. He likes to promote his products. He'll walk down one side of Radio Row. And he'll promote diabetes medication. He'll walk down the other side of Radio Row and promote like beef jerky. But this, Mike, I got to be honest with you. This is incredible. And Billy, you should send him one because Billy will actually use this stuff, man.
So this has been pretty cool. You know, and I like things that involves our family. And Sugarlands Distilling, they have been sponsors of our Golic Family Foundation golf event at Notre Dame for the last 2 years. So we love them for that. And then they decided, hey, why don't we all do a project together? It's the 10th anniversary of Sugarlands. And in honor of that, we're going to make the birthday cake sipping cream. And we want the Golic family to be the kind of the emissaries of that, you know, be the lead dog of that. So we're actually going to do a photo shoot for them.
Wow.
And the whole family, everybody. And then possibly if we keep going with them, maybe it gets into more different things as well, like flavored vodkas possibly. We'll see. But we're starting with this birthday cake sipping cream, which is very good. Very cool. It's a fun project for the Golic family. And we thought we'd send Stu some.
What do you have to do to get one of those packages? Like produce the show? Like what could somebody do to get one of those packages sent to them? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I think it's for sale now, right, Mike? You can go to the store and just get some.
It is for sale.
To the rich guy.
I can maybe get you a discount on it, Mike.
Wow, promo code.
4%.
Wow. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it comes with a personalized letter from the Golic family. It's amazing. It really is.
Oh, boy.
Mikey A., that is pretty bad of us because this is a Golic family thing.
What about Billy?
Mikey A. produces our family podcast. Yeah,
so I know where I stand. It's okay.
He is more associated with our family. Yeah. I do feel bad now, and I will completely throw my wife, Chris, under the bus. Because she was the one deciding who to send everything to. So take it up with her, Mikey.
I saw Sarah Spain got one, just saying. That hurt a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think some things had to do with people's social media.
Twitter followers. I get it. Twitter followers.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
But you know what? We may have made a mistake, Mikey, in not sending you one. Billy, you were never getting one. So don't worry
about it. That's
fine. I can tell you who else would never get one. Greeny. Greeny didn't get one, right?
I should have thought about it, though, with all the social media reach there. You never know.
God bless Sugarlands Distilling Company, Mike.
God bless birthday cake sipping cream, Billy.
God bless football.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. I don't like this catchphrase. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't
you
know
keep
how
using
it's
it,
happened.
Though. I mean, yeah.
Well, because right before we start, you say you should do it, and I do it because I give in to peer pressure. But I don't know that I like it as a catchphrase.
And frankly, I'm people.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I have a quick theory I want to run past you guys about Mike Golic, and I could have done it while he was here, but I'm a coward, so I will do it now that he's gone. And also, he didn't send me some of his sipping cream, so I will do it now that he's gone.
Right.
I think that he does that from his casita, which is like the house behind his house that he has in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he has like prop firewood set up in that fireplace now. Like, I'm not going to say it's not real firewood, but I've never noticed it before.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure he never uses that fireplace, but he had a bunch of firewood perfectly stacked like to light a fire that I believe is just for the aesthetic of having the firewood there.
Keep an eye out for
like
it next time.
Official DraftKings firework, like it's stamped DraftKings somewhere on it.
Yeah, like it has a crown branded onto the wood somewhere.
Wait, but you want us to keep an eye out for it next time? You weren't sure what it is you saw the first time?
No. I know I saw it. I want you guys to see it as well or check it out on Gojo and Golic and tell me if you believe that it is set up just for the shot, because I believe that that firewood is in the fire there just for the shot of this is a chimney, let's put some firewood in there.
All
anyways.
Right. And if you're right, you're disappointed because we all expect Mike Golic to be a guy who goes out, chops down a tree and has his own, you know, gets his own logs, no?
He seasons his own firewood.
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so anymore. I feel like the Golic of old, not the Golic that has, you know, family branded sipping cream is not out in the forest cutting down any trees.
Okay, so how far back are you going? Are you going to Golic with the Eagles, Golic with Mike Greenberg, Golic with Trey Wingo? How far are you going back here?
I think...
Notre Dame Golic, I mean...
I think second radio deal, he stopped chopping down trees.
We really started to rake it in. Someone was chopping trees for him.
Yeah, he had a tree chopper at that point in time.
He bought him pre-seasoned.
Yeah, it was Hembo, Liam, or Stanzik. One of those guys, right?
I don't see either of those three out chopping down trees either. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Oh,
that is so great. All right, so keep an eye out for it next time. Is that
look, viewers at home, you do the same thing. We're going to play a game. You guys, take screenshot. How about this? I love the social interaction. So take a screenshot of Golic either on this episode or take a screenshot of Golic on Gojo and Golic where you can see his fireplace in the background and maybe circle it, or you don't even have to tell me, and just tell me like real or fake. And then you can like tag all three of us on social and like tweet us or whatever.
Do you think Gojo is still chopping down his own trees?
I mean, he's like a West Coast LA guy now, right? Like right, I believe it's more likely that in his residence, he has one of those like fake fireplaces that's just a screen that's like just an image of fire than he does of a real fireplace that he's chopping
down. Digital
fire.
Trees.
Sure.
Yeah, right. he has a digital fire, if anything.
That's what happens when you go to LA. I mean,
respectfully.
Okay. Now, Bob is still cutting down his own trees. Mike's brother, right? Bob Golic.
I think Bob throws in chairs and stuff. Like Bob will just grab whatever is around. If he needs the warmth, Bob will toss anything in there and light it on fire, I think. Yeah.
He's got one tree in his backyard. He's still hitting like it's a sled so that one day it will fall and he can use that.
Okay.
I also think that Bob also probably like if Bob got the box of sipping cream, I feel like Bob will like that'll burn and he'll toss that in there too. You know what I mean? Like, cause he knows that the alcohol caused like a nice big flame. So,
right. Yeah. And what do you think Sid's doing there, Mikey? Yeah, you know her well. Like, you think Sid knows all the money she's spending comes from wood?
She's charging antiques to then be broken up and be thrown into the fire.
Spare wood.
It burns better.
Some Kindle. It's been quite the week, huh? Free agency, man. Dominates sports. It's there are actual games going on, and all we care about is a transaction.
Who cares?
It's about the games.
Cares? Well said.
Games.
Transactions. Who is our guard? Do we have one?
We got one. John Simpson.
You got top five, right?
I do. I have a top five list of things that could only happen to the New York Jets.
Oh,
but you're not as excited, right? Does Fuentes have a top five as well?
No.
Okay. What do you have?
I had a little game I wanted to play with you guys. I was going to ask you if certain moves were a big deal or not a big deal.
Ooh. Wow. Big deal or not a big deal. Billy, what do you want to get to first here? Do you want to get to Fuentes's game or my top five?
Let's get to your top five and then we can do a lightning round of big deal or not a big deal.
Okay, I am ready here. These are top five things that could only happen to the New York Jets. Mikey, I'm sorry, but you will laugh at some of these, okay? Number five, Bill Belichick faxing in his resignation after one day on the job while he's headed up to New England to become the all-time greatest coach in the history of the sport. Number four, Dan Marino. We passed on Dan Marino. He was there. He had no business being there late in the first round. We passed on him for Ken O'Brien. Number three, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the butt fumble. I thought that would be number one forever. It is not. It has now been knocked down to number three. Number two, Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles four snaps into the season. Yep. Mike, that face you're making is why we hate being Jet fans. It's a lousy existence. And number one, Aaron Rodgers running for vice president.
You even left off the, what is it, the fail Mary? What did we call it?
I left out the fail Mary, Geno Smith being drafted by the Jets, becoming good with the Seahawks 12 years later. I left out Zach Wilson. I left out Sam Darnold. I left out the fail Mary. I left out Tim Boyle, and I left out Brett Favre's penis.
Hmm.
I mean,
Brett Favre's penis, upset.
And countless others.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good list, though.
Good list.
I know. I know. We could have had Marino and Belichick, Mikey. Not together, just, I mean, what a run it would have been. Anyway.
You could have had them together, right?
Well, it was 83 or 82.
I think it would have been late
Belichick
stage.
The only two we could have had together was Favre's penis and Belichick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It would have
been
late stage Marino.
Yeah. Favre's penis and Belichick. Would have won a Super Bowl. Would have been the best coaching quarterback situation we've ever had if it was actually just Favre's penis throwing the ball.
Soup to nuts.
No.
Real or not real? Let's go.
Big deal or not a deal.
Big deal or
whatever
not a big deal.
It is, I'm rattled. I'm thrown off by the.
Now we're playing a game called Real or Not. That's the fireplace.
Yeah, you're really right. I'm sorry. Fireplace.
The wood. Yeah. Brett Favre's penis.
Josh Jacobs signing with the Packers. Big deal, not a big deal.
Oh, big deal. It's not a big deal. Why you say it's not a big deal?
Because it's even. Aaron Jones to Josh Jacobs. It's about even.
All right. Wow. I think it's a big, I like Jacobs a lot, so I don't know. I kind of think that's, I understand what you're saying. They lost a running back. They gained a running back. All these running backs are interchangeable. I don't know. I think Josh
not
Jacobs
not that much
is,
of an upgrade.
I think it's a slight upgrade. I don't know. Maybe you're right. It's not that big of a deal. Billy, what do you think?
I mean, you get a guy that's 3 years younger, but you're also paying him a lot more money. He had, I think, the biggest free agent signing for the running backs, 4 years, $48 million.
Yep.
$12 million a year. Everyone else was like in the eight to, I don't even know that there was that many people that went over that. What was the second biggest signing? Was it Derrick Henry?
I think Saquon.
2 years, $16 million.
Saquon.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift got a lot also.
Yeah.
Saquon
got like 12 a year, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that stuff bother you guys? Like, everyone's making a big deal that Saquon left the Giants. The Giants didn't want him. He went to Philadelphia. Tiki Barber says, you're dead to me. Who cares what Tiki Barber has to say? I mean, the guy retired early from the Giants, and they won a Super Bowl the year after he retired. But, Mikey, hey, does that bother you when, like, we lose a guy and he goes somewhere? Nah, it doesn't bother me.
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's from the area, so right. I get it.
Yep. All right, Mike, what's next?
Deontay Johnson traded to the Carolina Panthers. Big deal, not a big deal.
Mikey?
A bigger deal. It's a legit one receiver for a guy that didn't have one last year that we're already getting ready to call a bust.
Is Adam Thielen still there?
Yeah.
So Thielen, Deontay Johnson, Bryce Young. What hurt Bryce the most was C.J. Stroud was so incredibly great. His rookie year that it made Bryce look worse and worse as the season went on and C.J. started playing better and better. But I don't know if Bryce Young is good. And I think Carolina is making some moves here, Billy, in which I guess we'll find out because Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen in a bad division, not terrible. Like those are two good wide receivers right there.
Well, I mean, you don't know if he's good, but you also don't know if he's bad, right? Which I guess is the good thing. Like you can't decide after that first season, this was a massive mistake. So this is going to be, I guess, a big year, big 2 years for him where you actually can see if he can hang or not. And also, like, that team is kind of a disaster behind the scenes. So I don't know how much of a position he is even in to succeed there, but we're going to see.
I don't have it in front of me, but the deals they made to get Bryce Young and trading Christian McCaffrey and what they got back, oof.
Crazy.
Oof.
Yeah, it's not a well. It's not a well-run organization, as Billy said. Like behind the scenes, right? They lost McCaffrey. He's in the Super Bowl doing everything, and Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. Bad. What's next, Mike?
Jordan Poyer, 1 year to the Miami Dolphins. Big deal? Not a big deal.
I mean, the Dolphins have lost everyone here. Poyer's good, Billy. I know you're smiling, but they've lost so many guys on defense.
Yeah, that's not the difference maker.
No. Okay. Not a big
I don't think the Dolphins were a Poyer away. I could be wrong though.
Even if they were a Poyer away, they lost Van Ginkle, they lost Christian Wilkins, they lost Howard. I mean, they did get Shaq Barrett, right? So 19 and a half sacks 1 year. Anyway, what's next, Mike?
I think it's going to be our last big deal, not a big deal. Bringing back Baker to Tampa Bay, 3 years, $100 million. I can't believe he got that much money. Big deal, not a big deal.
He deserves it. I think that's a big deal. That division is so bad. They have Kirk Cousins now, the Falcons inside that division. But that division is so bad. They won the division. They went to the playoffs. Baker Mayfield had a great year.
Won a playoff game.
And they right. And Baker had such a good season. Re-signing him and Mike Evans, to me, is a big deal, Billy.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I was trying to look up what it is that the projected money Baker was supposed to get in that game we played like 3 weeks ago was. But I think he surpassed it. I think that they said like 30 and he got what? 33 on average is $300 million deal.
Yeah.
Good for Baker. I'm happy for Baker because he got a raw deal in Cleveland where he played that season that he should have kind of sat out with the injury and he ended up costing himself losing the job. To Deshaun Watson. Then he kind of bets on himself. He goes down to, well, he bounced around. He went to Carolina and then he was traded over to LA, finds his way down in Tampa. And now, you know, he has a home at least for the next 3 years and he got paid. So good for Baker.
Yep. Happy for Baker. Joined us from Lake Tahoe. Had no idea what to expect going into Tampa. And now he's going to be there for a while with $100 million. I can have a K-Funk.
I have a prediction. I think Baker played himself out of the guest realm for God Bless Football in the future with that deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think now he's big time again.
What if I told you that Austin Eckler, Baker Mayfield, and Christian McCaffrey are doing an NCAA March Madness tournament special for their foundation together and that Baker might join us next week?
I would say let's focus on the might. I think the might is a very big word there.
Let's focus on Austin.
Maybe we get him.
Austin. Yeah, maybe.
Wait, you guys left out Fuentes, left out Joe Flacco to the Colts. I mean, that's.
I mean, does it get bigger?
I said it for a reason.
No, it does not. And listen, if you think that he is going in there to back up Anthony Richardson, you're out of your mind. He's going to show Richardson how not to run.
Yeah. At all.
I'm just glad Richardson and Flacco run the same style.
Yeah. I want to float one thing by you guys and see what you think. Okay. When your quarterback runs for vice president, okay, it opens up the gates for you to go sign whoever the hell you want at that position. So here's what I'm thinking. A 6th-round pick for Justin Fields.
That might be enough to get him, it seems like.
I think it would be.
Zach Wilson straight up.
For Justin Fields.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm in. Who says no? The Bears.
The Bears, yeah.
I will add that to my list of top 5 things that only happens to the Jets. The Jets could offer a 3rd-round pick and they'd say no. I like that. You have to take a flyer on a quarterback because you have no idea if your current quarterback is going to be in the White House or not. So, anyway, God bless football. Guys.
God bless football. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories.
One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.